Welcome to another Productivity Thursday free teleseminar sponsored by the Electronic Marketing Institute. Please visit us at beproductive.com. My name is Alex Mondosian, and as your teleseminar host, I've specifically designed these teletrainings for the entrepreneur in you or anyone else who wants to accelerate their productivity, their performance, and their profits in business and in life. These Productivity Thursday teleseminars are broadcast twice on the first Thursday of each month, and you're encouraged to invite friends and colleagues. Right now, I simply want you to lean forward, listen carefully, and get ready to learn the time-proven secrets that'll help you get more done faster, better, and easier. Today is Productivity Thursday, February 4th, 2010, and the topic is bookinars. Now, the bookinar was invented about 2 years ago during a conversation I was having with a friend and colleague named Noah St. John. I was on the phone with him, and I was on the phone with his literary agent on a three-way call, and we were discussing the launch of the book called The Secret Code of Success. It's a best-selling book by Noah, and I do recommend you get it because there's a concept in there called affirmations, which I think can change your life, and it's changed the lives of many of his students and readers. But the topic at that time was, how do we launch this book to get maximum reach, maximum publicity, and maximum sales? And so the idea I had was, why not drill really deep into the book and have a study group or a teleseries of study groups with a community of readers that Noah had gathered after purchasing the book? And the bookinar concept was born. Now, I don't really remember who coined the term bookinar, but that term stuck, and it has been called many things since, a book study group or a telecourse teleseries or a telegathering book series, whatever you want to call it. The person who is ideal to launch this type of campaign is an entrepreneur, an author, or an information marketer and publisher who wants to get maximum reach, maximum sales, and maximum publicity for their work. Now, if you ask me, I believe that every business is an information marketing business. I mean, think about it. Do you have a business card? Do you have a website or a blog? Are you on a Facebook fan page, or do you have Twitter tweets going around? Well, do you ever write thank you letters to anyone or a postcard? Do you send email out to remind people to attend a teleseminar or a workshop or just about your business? Well, if you do, then you are an information marketer, because you may not be selling the information for a profit like I do, but you are marketing information in order to market your business. So I do believe that every business is an information marketing business, and I hope that you hold that premise to be true. Now, when is the best time to conduct a bookinar? Well, I believe a bookinar, which the best type of bookinar for me is 4 or 5 modules, so 4 or 5 teleseminars, about 2 hours in duration. The first hour or 70 minutes is didactic or teaching and training what's inside the book, and the next hour or 50 minutes is Q&A with the author, which is fascinating. It's like 4 book tours that you're having, but about 1 book. Well, the ideal time is sometime about a year or 12 months after the book is launched. So you have a book, you have a manuscript, it's published either traditionally or it's self-published, and within the first 12 months of that publishing date or launch is the ideal time to have a bookinar. If you have a virtual book tour, I do advise to have a virtual book tour first to see if anyone's interested in the book and attending that bookinar series, and then that's the ideal scene to move forward and have a bookinar series. Every one of my bookinars have been preceded by a virtual book tour, because it's just the fastest and easiest way to launch a book in our series. And I've done these with The Secret Code of Success with Noah St. John. I've done it to date with Double Your Income, Doing What You Love with Raymond Aron, Changing the Channel, written by Mary Ellen Tribby and Michael Masterson, and most recently, The Little Voice Mastery Book by my good friend Blair Singer. Now, I do believe in habit number 2, and that's written in the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, by my good friend, colleague, and mentor, Dr. Stephen Covey. And if you want to get the full story about the book in our series called The Little Voice Mastery Series, simply go to replytoalex.com/LVM, as in Little Voice Mastery. Once again, replytoalex.com/LVM. I believe in beginning with the end in mind, so that's the call to action for today's training on this Productivity Thursday teleseminar. So you can check that out either during or after this training. Now, why is a Bookinar campaign or teleseries so critical for an entrepreneur or author or information marketer's productivity or even wild success? You know, why is it so critical? Well, three reasons. The first reason is more productivity. The second reason is more marketing intimacy. And the third reason is more convenience. So it's all about more. Now, with productivity, I believe that you can generate more book sales or information marketing sales, and you can do it faster, better, and easier through a Bookinar series. Because think about it. It's not just one teleseminar or teletraining or telegathering or teleclinic or tele whatever you want to call it. It's not just one call on the book. It's four or five calls. I recommend four calls. You draw and quarter the book into four different calls or trainings, and you have recommended reading for each call. And the reason it makes it a lot more productive for you as an author, an entrepreneur, or an information marketer is simply because you can explain the book and create an experience. Now, people don't want just explanations out of a book. In fact, most people don't even read books. You know, they own a book or they may download one on their portable hand player or portable device, you know, such as a Kindle or one of the handheld devices out from Sony, or probably ones put out by many other organizations soon to come. I think Apple's coming up with that one soon. It's not that those books are read. In fact, most of them are not. I mean, most authors are fortunate if they get their readers past page 20. Think about it. Or the table of contents. The purpose of the Bookinar series is to create an experience. People want experiences, not just explanations. Would you agree? So productivity is the first reason why. The second is marketing intimacy. And what I mean by marketing intimacy is the same kind of intimacy with a friend or a colleague. When you get to know someone better, you really drill deeper about them or their topic, what's most important to them. Now, I first learned about marketing intimacy about a decade ago, but to really narrow down what I believe is the best metaphor or analogy of how to become more intimate with your readership or your audience, I learned this from a Monday morning memo from Roy Williams, and he learned it from a colleague and a publisher, Ray Bard. And what Ray talks about is the puddle, the swamp, the ocean, and the well. And I look at approaching all information or all learning in the same way. If you approach it like you would approach a puddle, then you know that the information is narrow and shallow, because that's what a puddle is. And most people don't want puddles, right? They don't want to step in them. They want to walk around them. A swamp is not narrow. It's wide, but it's still shallow. And so if you want to approach your topic or your product or service or whatever it is that you're offering in a shallow and wide perspective, like a swamp, I think you're missing out. Now, most people would say, what about an ocean? Well, an ocean is wide and deep. So it's good because it's deep, but I don't think it's so good because it's wide. There's too much information. Google, Yahoo, that's wide and that's deep with information. Billions of pages, you know, probably trillions at the point of this recording. What you want to do is approach your content, approach your lessons, approach your students, your clients, your customers, your patients, whatever you call them, as a well of information. You want to be narrow and deep. And that really has a lot to do with marketing intimacy. Don't you want to start full and end empty when you're teaching? That's what I do. That's what I'm doing with this Productivity Thursday teleseminar, no matter when you're listening to me, on which broadcast time. I want you to dip your bucket into this well of information and pull out more and more water until I end empty and you end full. So if you approach these trainings with an beginner's mind or with an empty bucket or cup, right? You start empty and end full. And I begin full and end empty. And so if you had a choice, and I believe that marketing intimacy is about being well, my friends in the UK know this because one of my trainings I've done in the United Kingdom, in London specifically, I'd start the training by saying, are you well? And everyone in the audience would say, I am well. And it's really a double entendre. It's a pun on words of being a well. I don't want you to be a swamp. I don't want you to be an ocean. I don't want you to be a puddle, of course. I want you to be a well, and I want you to approach this call as a well. So a special thanks to Roy Williams, who taught me that tip on one of his Monday morning memos many months ago. I was listening on my iPod, actually, on a plane going to the UK, and that tip was brought to him by his good friend Ray Barb. Now, marketing intimacy is the second reason why bookinars work, and the third reason is convenience. It is convenient to do this. You're not going from bookstore to bookstore. You're not going to physical workshops and living out of suitcases or living out of hotels. You're not even driving. Now, you may be driving right now listening to me, or you may be mowing your lawn, or you may be on a stair stepper in the gym, or you may be jogging or walking the dog, or you just may be at home listening. I don't know where you are, but what I do know is this. It is a lot more convenient to listen into a teleseminar than even a webinar, because with a teleseminar, you can listen in on your handheld phone or on your computer or wherever it is that you may be. But on a webinar, you have to be in front of your computer. I have nothing against webinars, but you have a lot more reach with teleseminars, and that's why this is a teleseminar. So convenience is the third reason why. So productivity, marketing intimacy, and convenience is what makes a bookinar series so powerful, such high impact, and you get ongoing support from the author. Now, what if you've never written a book? What if you have a book in your heart, but you haven't even got it out into a manuscript? That's okay. It's better to plan a book in our series almost as an outline for your book, because what a great way to plan the experience before the explanation. So I would challenge you to plan your book in our series before even you write your book. If you're looking at an empty page or nothing on your screen because you have writer's block, well then why not just create the outline to your book in our series? What a great way to begin. I know I did, and the four bookinars I've done to date are life-changing for those who have listened in. And this is going to be expanding as the de facto standard way for authors to launch this. I know this because many of my friends who are best-selling authors in the Transformational Leadership Council, and many authors who are not in that council but have written best-selling books, have agreed that this is the wave of the future. My friend colleague Michael Drew, who has almost 100 best-selling books, to his name of launches that he's done over the years with best-selling authors, well, he says that the book in our series concept is not only ingenious, but it really works. And this is something that he is looking into now as the publishing business is changing. So what is a bookinar? I mean, we've talked about the idea that inspired it, who is ideal for it, when to launch one, even some of the case studies that I've done. We've talked about why it's important, productivity, intimacy, and convenience, but what is a bookinar? How would you define one? Well, a bookinar is nothing more than a teleseminar series on a book or an information product. That's it. Now, I believe the ideal scene, the ideal scenario, the best way to do a bookinar series is for teleseminars. Now, I've done five before. I've even done two, but I believe doing four, in other words, drawing and quartering the book into four sections, is the best way to do it. You can do it with a book with 100 pages. You can do it with a book with 400 pages. It doesn't matter. But you are selling into an experience. The emotion that you're selling, I mean, everything that you do is about you selling an emotion, isn't it? I mean, some people sell hope. Some people sell confidence. Some people sell motivation or inspiration. I don't know what it is that you're selling, and selling even may be a bad word for you. I don't know. I think it's a great word. Nothing happens until something is sold, right? But whatever emotion you think you are promoting, marketing, or selling, you must know during your bookinar series. You must know before you launch your bookinar. I like to sell hope. Some people say there is no hope. Well, I disagree. Hope is having faith in something. Hope is not confidence. Hope is not knowing how to get from point A to point B. That's what confidence is. I sell a lot of that as well. But hope is simply knowing that there is a point B. I mean, how can you have confidence unless you have hope first, or the faith that point B is possible? Well, again, hope is not knowing how to get from point A to point B, or even how you got to point A. Hope is simply knowing that there is a point B. I'll never forget when I was in a little group and a gathering in a mastermind circle when a friend of mine said that. And it was about 15 years ago, and I'll never forget that definition. I hope you don't forget it as well. Hope is not knowing that you can get from point A to point B. Hope is simply knowing that point B exists. So what is a bookinar campaign or series, by definition, it is a teleseminar, telewebcast, or even webinar series. It's a virtual series on a book or an information product. And you can do this on an info course or an information published course or material of any kind. It doesn't just have to be a book, but most authors are struggling with promoting their book, so this is why I thought bookinar is the best term for the topic. But it can be also for information marketing products, and if you're an information marketer, and I believe that every business is an information marketing business, as I stated earlier, I think you should take a closer look at what a bookinar series looks like. And, you know, it begs the question before we get to the how question is, okay, well, how do I learn this? How, you know, do you have a course on this? Well, at the time of this recording, I don't. I don't have a course on how to do bookinars. But the best way, if you want to begin with the end in mind, which is habit 2 in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, I recommend that you participate in an upcoming bookinar series I'm doing with Blair Singer on the Little Voice Mastery book. And if it is after the time when we've started this bookinar series, you can still participate if you want. It's reasonably priced, and you can get the full story at replytoalex.com/LVM. replytoalex.com/LVM, and LV, V as in voice, right? L as in little, M as in mastery, LVM. That is my affiliate link. Now, if that offends you, that you know that I'm getting paid, then you can just go to littlevoicebookinar.com and participate that way. It's up to you. I mean, it's the same tuition. And what's unique about this, I've designed it so that you buy one, you get 9 free. In other words, Blair is sending out 10 books. Now, he can do that because he's self-published. If you're traditionally published, you probably can't do it. But think about it. For $200, you're getting into a 4-part series, you know, 4 2-hour teleseminars. They're a world class, plus a pre-training, plus a virtual book tour. And you get 10 books to give out to 9 friends, and you have a tribe of 10 who can hold you and you can hold them accountable. It's a little mini study group that you can lead. Now, I believe that you first study something, then you learn it, then you teach it, and then mastery finds you. It's a 4-step process: studying, learning, teaching, and mastering. Now, you don't have to believe that to be true, but you do need to believe that if someone holds you accountable and you hold them, you will learn something faster, better, and easier. So this is a very unique book in our series in that you get 10 books, and our goal is to have you send it out to 9 other friends, and you can invite 9 other friends to attend the series for free, so you can sponsor them, or you can all chip in and pay for the tuition, but it goes on 1 credit card. So once again, replytoalex.com/LVM. You can get the full story there. All right, so we've talked about, you know, why a bookinar is important, what it is. Let's talk about how it works, how it works. How can entrepreneurs launch a bookinar campaign on a step-by-step basis? Well, I have 5 steps. You need to know what the name is going to be of the bookinar series. In other words, what's the name of your book, what the topic is going to be. 2, you need to know when it's going to be. 3, you need to know the sequence of the launch. 4, communications. You need to have those communications pre-written so that you have assembly line theory working for you. And then 5, you need to structure alliances. So what, when, sequence, communications, and alliances. So let's start with 1 is the what. This is simple. What is the name of your book, or what is the topic of your bookinar? The topic that I want you to participate in is the Little Voice Mastery bookinar. And what's the topic? How to master your little voice. You know that little voice that could be your mother, could be your father, it could be your stepfather or stepmom, or the parental figure that you remember in growing up. It could be your own voice. It could be your spouse's voice. It could be your children's voice. It could be a grandmother or grandfather. Or it just can be your own voice that nags at you, and it is either supporting you or it's not supporting you. Now, the genius behind this, and this book in our series is supported by thought leaders such as Robert Kiyosaki of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and T. Harv Eker of Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. I mean, they not only are dear friends of Blair Singer, as I am, but they also know about the importance of mastering, or at least managing, your little voice. And they've managed theirs, and I want you to start managing yours. In fact, that's what Blair wants you to do. And sometimes it takes 4 teleseminars studying 1 book to do that. And that's what the Little Voice Bookinar is all about. replytoalex.com/LVM. And so that's why, you know, I really want you to attend that. But you need to know what your topic is. That's step one, right? So once you know your topic, step one, step two is probably the most important question for you and for everyone else as an event marketer. Because if you are going to do bookinars, you are officially indoctrinated or anointing yourself as an event marketer. Some people believe they're in the personal development business. They are not. They are event marketers. And, you know, event marketers who do workshops or seminars know how difficult that business can be. You know, you have to market it. You have to hope that people are going to show up, and you have to work that weekend or that day or the 5 days, depending on how long the workshop is. Well, an event marketer who does it virtually has an easier job, because if nobody shows up, it's not as costly. They can continue with the show. The show can go on, and they hang up the phone when they're done, and then they repurpose that content later on. So one of the most important questions, especially for a virtual event marketer, the most important question for a physical event marketer at a workshop is where. I mean, if your event is in Antarctica, people, specifically anyone outside of Antarctica, are not going to come, right? Or if you have people flying, you know, 3,000 miles away or into a very cold climate in the heart of winter, people may not go. So the where is critically important for a workshop promoter, right? Doesn't that make sense? If you're a workshop promoter, doesn't that make sense? And yet, I never see where a workshop is many times when I go to websites, when I'm looking for, hey, where is this thing, right? So where is an important question for a physical event marketer, and that's just a bonus tip for you. But this second step, the first step for a bookinar campaign is what, of course, what is the name or topic? The second step is when, because that is a critically important question for a virtual event marketer, a teleseminarian, as you probably are, needs to answer. So when is your bookinar going to start? Now, the reason that's important is you want to begin with the end in mind. Again, going back to Dr. Covey's habit two, begin with the end in mind. Pick the date when you want to start it, and then add 30 days, or if you're smart, add 60 days, because you will never be prepared for the initial date that you had in mind. Believe me, it happens all the time. So give yourself permission to add a month or 2 months or even 90 days, because many times you have one crack at this thing and you don't want to fail, right? You don't want to fail out of the gate. So pick the date. That's the when question, which is the first day of your bookinar series. That's what you want to choose. And then step three is the sequence. And it's the sequence of promotion and marketing to lead into that date. So begin with the date that the bookinar series is going to start. You can call it module one or teleseminar one, right? And I recommend four of them. And that is really step two and the starting point for you to decide and design your sequence. And sequencing is critically important. I teach this to chiropractors all over the world, the power of the sequence, with my good friend and partner, Dr. Patrick Gentempo of the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance. And he is at the top of the food chain within the chiropractic industry as a teacher, trainer, and a chiropractor. And sequencing is critically important for chiropractors. If you're a dentist or in the medical profession, it's critically important to you in diagnosing patients and getting them in for a wellness plan. But it's also critically important for marketers, and marketers forget the sequence. Now, when you know what your topic is, step one, when you know when your topic is going to launch for your first module of the bookinar series, and remember I said whatever you thought your initial date would be, add 30 days. If you're really smart, add 90 days, and I'm not joking. The third step is the sequence, and this is really the secret to the power of a bookinar campaign, and this is something I've never revealed publicly. So if you want to lean forward and you haven't been in the previous 20 minutes, I want you to lean forward now, because there's a lot of power in this. The sequence, step three, is about 6 weeks out. Now, you can go 8 weeks out or even 5 weeks, but I believe in a six-week sequence. Now, I'll give you the sequence that was conducted for the Blair Singer Bookinar for the Little Voice Mastery book. Remember, replytoalex.com/LVM. Does it sound like I'm promoting to you? I am, and I feel really good about it. I mean, no one's making you listen to me right now. This is a free call, so this is how I monetize this call. And again, if it offends you for me to give you my affiliate link, I'll be transparent. Go to littlevoicebookinar.com and make sure that you know, I don't get paid, because that's where you can get the bookinar series for the same tuition. Now, here is the sequence for the Little Voice bookinar series, and I'm looking at my calendar. The first call, the first module, is February 9th. That's when the first module for the Little Voice Book and R is, with Blair and me. Okay? The second module is the 16th of February. The third module is the 23rd of February. This is of the year 2010. And the third module is February 2nd. Now, we've made a mistake with those four modules, and I'll tell you what that mistake is a little later. But there are four modules, 4 weeks in a row, February 9th, February 16th, February 23rd, and March 2nd. And the reason they're on Tuesdays is because that was a convenient time for Blair and I. And they're happening during the day in North America and in the evening in the UK if you want to listen live. Now, are there recordings available? Yes. Do you get the recordings as a part of your tuition? Yes. And you get thousands of dollars of bonus gifts. And they're all available to you on the webpage I've given you before, reply2alex.com/LVM. But what's important is there are four modules and we set the date. We set the date, the when, we set it for February 9th, okay? So what we did is we went back 6 weeks, and that was the beginning of the launch of the Book and R series, because this is a virtual event. You don't have to go back, you know, 90 days like a physical event, because people aren't traveling. It's more of an impulse purchase for your audience. So please know that when you're doing one of these Book and R campaigns. Well, we went back, and what we did is we launched the website, which is reply2alex.com/LVM. That's the website. That's the open letter. I don't call it a sales letter. It's an open letter. It is like a letter of invitation from Blair and me to you if you're attending. You may already be registered. You know, I don't know if you are or aren't. If you're registered, then I know you're smiling because you've already gotten the bonus gifts, one of them being the digital version of the book. So on January 5th, 2010, for the Little Voice Book and R series, we launched the open letter, and the letter was made public on that day, on the 5th, which is 6 weeks out before Module 1, which, of course, is February 9th. Are you getting this? This is part of the sequence. Now, a week later, you know, we promoted that open letter or sales letter, and we generated some sales, not a whole lot, but it was really our first dip in the water. Our toes were now dipping into the water and saying, hey, world, here we are. And we did that for 2 weeks, and then we launched the preview call. We didn't launch it and have it on the 19th of January, so follow me. January 5th is when the open letter begins. That's 6 weeks out. January 12th is when we're promoting it actively. That's 5 weeks out. Then January 19th, which is 4 weeks out, we are promoting the teleseminar, which is a preview to the Little Voice Mastery Book and R series. Now, let me give you the URLs again so that this is clear in your mind. The Little Voice open letter, the Little Voice Book and R series open letter is reply2alex.com/LVM. But the preview call, which you can listen to if you want for free, the preview is there available to you, you just have to opt in, is at reply2alex.com/LV call. LV stands for Little Voice. You get that? So that's the preview call. And we announced it to list and strategic alliance partners who are a lot more enthusiastic to announce a teleseminar than they are a web page. You go to a web page for a minute, you listen to a teleseminar for over an hour. So I would argue that a teleseminar is more effective. Well, on the 19th of January, which is 4 weeks out, we announced that a teleseminar was happening on the 26th of January, 2010. Are you following me? So 6 weeks out on the 5th, the letter, the open letter or the sales letter, some people call it, the website, is available. reply2alex.com/LVM. That's where it is. And then we market it actively and promote it starting the 12th of January, and that's 5 weeks before Module 1. 4 weeks before Module 1, we published the opt-in page to the teleseminar, which is reply2alex.com/LV call. And then 3 weeks before the Module 1 of the Little Voice Book and R series is the 26th of January, and that's when the call happens. That's when the broadcast of the preview call happens. And we had two broadcast times for our friends in the UK, Europe, Australia, as well as Asia, and for our friends in North America, we had a call in the evening, Pacific time. Okay, is this making sense? Now, I've never shared the sequence with anyone. So 6 weeks out, you make the letter public. You promote it 5 weeks out. You promote a teleseminar and publish the opt-in page to the teleseminar 4 weeks out. You actually host and hold the teleseminar 3 weeks out, right? And then 2 weeks out, you make it, at, you know, 2 to 1 week out, you start promoting and letting people know that, hey, this thing is about to happen. And that's where we are today. This is the week before we begin the Little Voice Book in Our series, which is starting on February 9th. So if you're listening on this first Thursday of February, you know that it's February 4th. It's actually my wife's birthday, Amy Mondosian's birthday. So it's a special day for me as well. So if you're listening, then you just have very little time to say yes, because we're starting live. And will you get access to the replays if you say yes after we begin the modules? Yes, of course. I recommend that you do the same. So the sequencing is 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 weeks out. And you make sure that you have a sales letter or an open letter out available at least 6 weeks, and then a teleseminar that you host at least 3 weeks before, and then you promote the teleseminar and the sales letter before the event, because people want to, you know, listen to something and make sure that they're getting a preview to something, and that's why we have the preview call. That's why it's called a preview call. Making sense? So 6 weeks, 5 weeks, 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week out, that's the sequence. Once again, January 5th is when we published the open letter or invitation to attend. Very few people said yes. January 12th was the launch date where we publicly and started promoting it. That's 5 weeks out. 4 weeks out, we published the preview call page. 3 weeks out, we promoted it. 2 weeks out, we are telling people that it's their last chance. And of course, you know, 1 week out, we're saying it's time. Either do it now or, you know, move on. In other words, raise the volume or change the channel. That's what I tell people. So that's the 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 week campaign. And it doesn't have to be 6 weeks. It can be 5 weeks out. It can be 7 weeks out. But I'd like to go over a month out, at least 5 weeks out before you start the Book in Our series. And that's what most entrepreneurs, information marketers, and authors don't do. They don't do that. They don't plan it out. So the sequence is step three. Remember, for the how-to, step one is what is your topics? Step two in the how question, you know, how can entrepreneurs launch a Book in Our campaign step by step? Step two is when the date's going to be of module one of your Book in Our. Step three is what's the sequence? And I gave you the sequence for the Little Voice Mastery Book in Our series from 6 weeks out all the way to the launch date. And really, week one, you can consider to be that day of the Book in Our. If we have any mathematicians listening to me, you know that it can be confusing 6 or 5 weeks out. I believe, you know, the week of is 1 week out of the Book in Our Module 1 series. And that's the sequence. That's the third step. So what, when, and then the sequence. The fourth are the communications. Marketing communications in step four of how to launch a campaign like this is critically important. You got to have your landing pages in hand, you know, where people are going to land to say yes. We did that 6 weeks out, right? We did that January 5th. You need to have your preview call pages in hand. You have to have your thank you pages where people are opting in or registering and then they see a thank you page. You need to have your teleseries schedule so people know, hey, when is this thing happening? We need a big picture here. And we actually have a schedule, you know, for the Little Voice Book in Our series. And then you need to have the emails pre-written, the emails before the sales letter or the open letter is launched, the emails before and after the preview call is launched. And those are critically important because when you look at it from a marketing calendar perspective, isn't it easier to have these things pre-written, canned, and ready to go? So all you're doing is making calls and trying to get the last-minute arrangements of all the incidental things that, you know, usually get in the way if you're writing this stuff in real time. So I would invite you to pre-write these things as I did. Now, there are starters and finishers, right? Les Hewitt, Mark Victor Hansen, and Jack Canfield wrote a book called The Power of Focus, and I believe it's one of the best books ever written. And that's where I first learned about the starter and finisher concept. It's probably been talked about in other books, but I'm a finisher. I like to start things, but I'm all about finishing. And one of the keys and secrets to finishing is preparation. Robert Schuller said that spectacular achievement is always preceded by unspectacular preparation. Planning or preparation is not fun, right? So it's unspectacular, but I believe that spectacular achievement has to be preceded by that unspectacular preparation or planning. So plan out your emails, plan out your Twitter tweets, plan out your Facebook fan page posts, plan and write your email teasers, not only for yourself, but for any affiliates who are involved, right? And plan out your affiliate center, you know, Little Voice Affiliate Center, you know, Little Voice Affiliate Center is where our affiliate center is, you know, littlevoiceaffiliatecenter.com, right? And I wrote all of those tweets. I wrote all the Facebook fan pages. I put all those marketing assets in there before we launched. So, you know, really with the communication step, the how-to, have those in hand so you minimize your stress, you maximize your freedom, and you're more productive. Again, this is a Productivity Thursday. I like to teach people how to get more done faster, better, and easier, which means less human effort. So the way to do that is to create an assembly line of activities pre-done, pre-executed. Your execution intelligence is heightened by simply doing it in advance. Keith Cunningham, my good friend and colleague, and you know, I've taught him about teleseminars as well. He's taught me about building businesses. I've taught him about teleseminars and virtual trainings. He first introduced the term execution intelligence to me, you know, EI, and I believe in that. And the fastest and easiest way to become more intelligent about your execution is just doing it. Execute in advance. I hope that makes sense to you. You're probably shaking your head saying, God, this is way too easy. You're right, it is. And it's simplicity on the far side of complexity. Oliver Wendell Holmes, he said, I wouldn't give a fig for simplicity on this side of complexity, but I would give my life for simplicity on the other side, on the far side of complexity. And so words of wisdom that we live by here at Heritage House Publishing, Electronic Marketing Institute, and with many of my mastermind groups. And so communications written in advance is step number 4 of how to actually do this thing. And, you know, I've done that with the Secret Code of Success. Noah St. John wrote those communications. I didn't. I was the interviewer. But for doubling Income Secrets, you know, Double Your Income Doing What You Love, that book in our series, you know, I had a lot to do with writing the web pages and the emails going out. The Changing the Channel book in our series, same thing with Mary Ellen Tribby and Michael Masterson. Now, Michael is a writer, you know, Early to Rise is, you know, one of his babies that he's helped to grow. And Mary Ellen Tribby has been the president. Well, the point is with their book, Changing the Channel, what's important is those email marketing communications were mostly, you know, written by me and recommended by me. And then they perfected it. They spruced it up and, you know, changed it so that it made it look and read in their voice. So it's important that if you have a marketing partner, they're given the liberty to change it in their own voice. And then the Little Voice Mastery book in our series, of course, most of those marketing communications have been written by me, including the Affiliate Center. And I've been giving it again and again, so you know where to go. ReplyToAlex.com/LVM is where the letter is. ReplyToAlex.com/LVCall, C-A-L-L, is where the preview call is. Now, one thing that's important about the preview call, whether you have it 3 or 4 weeks out, I recommend at least 3 weeks before your live event begins. One thing about it that's important is that before you have the call, put the date and the time. After the call is done, take the time out on your landing page because that way it doesn't seem like it's old. And if you go there, you will see that it is the evergreen version. You know, like an evergreen tree. It's the evergreen version of my landing page. Very, very important. Very critical point that you should pay close attention to. And that leads us to our fifth step. Step one was what. That was step one. Step two is when. Step three is the sequence. Step four are the communications, what we talked about, like the landing pages, the thank you pages, the email communications, Facebook, Twitter, etc. You know the drill. Step five is the final step on how to launch a successful book in our campaign is the alliances. You want to choose your partners in advance. You want to let them know when the book in our series starts, when your launch campaign is going to happen. Do it in advance. And why is that important? It's because you want to have many partners. I like to go after 32. You know what I do is I create a hub and spoke diagram, like a bicycle wheel. I used to race bicycles professionally. And so I'm just drawn to the metaphor of the hub and spoke scenario. So imagine a hub. That's where all the spokes come into, and then the spokes are connected to the bicycle wheel, right? Well, the wheel in this case, happens to be your target market or your audience. That's where the wheel is. And the spokes are your different strategic alliance or JV partners. And the hub is you. And you're connected to the strategic alliance partners, and they're connected to other market niches, right? Well, you are one spoke, right, leading to a market that you know, and it's connected to the wheel at a certain place. But there should be at least 31 other spokes, because a good bicycle wheel, a strong one, traditionally has 32 spokes. Some have less, some have more, but I used to ride on the 32-spoke wheel, so that's the one I'm using. Imagine if you have 32 strategic alliance partners. Imagine if half of them didn't mail out, right? Not all of them will. If half of them didn't mail, you still have 16 who are. What if 30 out of 32 didn't? You still have two who are, you and someone else. So have 32. Contact them well in advance. Tell them when it's going to be. Have them clear their Facebook fan page, you know, post. They probably don't have a calendar, but have them, you know, clear their calendar for it, for this event. Have them look at their email queue. Tell them that this is what I want you to tweet. And whether it's favor-centered or business-centered, just let them know in advance. It's common courtesy. And get those alliances there, secure in advance. That's what Blair and I have done. That's what Abby, my general manager, and Karen, Blair's general manager, has done. We've gone after strategic alliance partners well before we launched this thing. So get the alliances in hand beforehand. That is critical. You can be a starter or a finisher. That is really, those are words of wisdom I want you not only to live into, but know the importance of. So how to do a bookinar? Step one is what? Step two is when? Step three is the sequence. Step four is the communications. And step five are the alliances. Now, if you want a replay to this call, I'm going to charge you for it, and you know the price. But if you're listening live, I just hope you're listening and paying attention. So please take those steps into consideration. You know what inspired the bookinar campaign. It was Noah St. John 2 years ago in a conversation I had with he and his literary agent. You know who the ideal person is to launch a bookinar series, and you can do this for other people. You know when to do it. You know, you've heard the case studies. You know why it's important. You know what it is by definition, and we've just covered how, the five steps of how to launch one. What if you actually do one? Now, what if you're an entrepreneur who is also an information marketer? And you know my position on this. I believe that every business is an information marketing business. What if you're an author with a book and you're scratching your head saying, you know, I got thousands of books in my garage collecting dust. How do I sell that? How do I promote it? You know, my publisher has lost interest. Well, what do I do? Well, what if you do a book in our campaign? You don't have to do it with me, because I'm going to charge you for it. You know, I've charged Blair. I've charged all my friends and colleagues that I've done one with, because that's my right to do it. And I'm bringing a lot of execution intelligence to this. I've charged Raymond Aron, Mary Ellen Tribby, Noah St. John. You know, so you don't have to do one with me. You can do one for yourself. And if you want to, you know, do one with me, then you can go to alexhelpdesk.com and connect with Abby or one of our help desk associates, and you can find out how much it costs and how to execute one of these things with me. But what's important is, if you did one yourself, what would your life look like 30 days, 90 days, 1 year after the campaign? Well, here's what I think your life would look like. You would get more of everything that you did, faster, better, and with less human effort. Less human effort means easier. You would get more done. You would get more profits. You would get more content out that you could repurpose on blogs, on Facebook, on Twitter, in articles. You would get more of a list. You could build your list. You know, the preview call generated over 7,000 people, as I mentioned, and I've never seen a preview call generate 7,000 opt-ins before. I've never done one before. That's the most I've ever seen. You know, so it worked. That landing page that I designed worked, right? You can creatively imitate that. So more profits, more content, more of a list, more Twitter followers, more Facebook fans. I mean, my fan base is growing at the time of this recording at a rate of about 100 fans a day. I mean, that's amazing. And a lot of it has to do with this bookinar series. More speaking gigs, more joint ventures. You know, other joint venture partners are going to start rearing their head up and saying, hey, check that out. You know, I want to do one for myself. You can teach them how to do it, or you can have them, you know, promote on your behalf. More interviews on radio and TV. I mean, Steve and Bill Harrison run the radio TV interview report, you know, RTIR.com. I recommend that you go there and and you know, work with them and go to their intensive, their workshop that they do on a yearly basis. Well, the TV and radio interviews are not always captured by publicity. They're captured also by someone listening to you on a bookinar campaign or a teleseminar campaign. And if you have four, it's better than one because you have more chances for a radio producer, a TV producer, or another teleseminar host or a joint venture partner listening in to your call. Maybe they even purchased it. And, you know, branding, you get more branding, which means more performance, more profits, more passion, more productivity. It's all about more. That's what the what if stands for. You get more profits, content, lists, Twitter followers, Facebook fans, speaking gigs, JVs, interviews, radio, TV, you know, appearances, branding, etc. You get more of it faster, you get it better, and you get it easier. That means less human effort. That is the essence of productivity, my friend. And that's why I've chosen the book in our campaign as the central topic for this month, the month of February 2010. Now, I hope you invite your friends and colleagues to these productivity calls on the first Thursday of each month. You know when the time is. I mean, you hear it at the beginning of each of these calls. And whether it's 2010 or 2011 or when it is that you're listening in, they are evergreen. This is going to work for you now as it will in the future. And so, you know why, you know what, you know how, you know what if. Let's talk about the roadblocks. What is getting in the way? What is standing in the way between you and a bookinar campaign? What is the most common roadblock that prevents someone like you getting started with a bookinar campaign? What's getting in the way? I mean, obviously, you're saying, wow, that sounds good, but gee, I know the steps, but I'm still a little blocked or clogged. Well, here is the most common roadblock, and I'm going to say it flat out. It's the truth, whether you want to believe in it or not. It's too many moving parts. That's the roadblock. A book in our campaign has too many moving parts. In other words, okay, what bridge line are you going to use? What email system are you going to use if you're just starting out? What are your emails going to say? You know, what affiliates are you going to go after? There are a lot of moving parts. Well, hey, that's the way it works. There are a lot of moving parts. It's not because I created those moving parts. They just exist. But I know how to align them, make them work. And the best way, or the best strategy to overcome or dissolve that roadblock, and listen carefully, because this is going to sound self-serving, and it is, but it's self-serving and it's benevolent simultaneously, is rather than just getting blocked by that roadblock and obstacle, why don't you have a key that unlocks the door to the secret passageway of doing a book in our series and opening up that secret passageway to wealth and riches and freedom. That book in our series can do for you, right? A book in our campaign. And the strategy, I believe, to dissolve the roadblock of too many moving parts, you know, whether you're a starter or finisher, whether you have a support team or not, whether you have specific knowledge on how to do this stuff, the easiest way, the specific strategy, listen carefully, that will and can dissolve that book in our roadblock of too many moving parts is participation. Participate, right? For as little as $200 or even a payment plan, you can go to replytoalex.com/LVM, right? Little Voice Mastery, LVM/LVM. And you can participate for $200 and bring 9 friends with you to participate. Now, why do I say participation is the best strategy? Because it's exactly what I would do. I pay for courses I promote. You know, I've done this with courses such as Crowd Conversion or other courses that I promoted in the past. If I'm the number one affiliate, I pay for the course myself, so I can say I did. Even the marketer who is selling the course says, why did you pay for it? I say, so I can tell people I did. Paying for it means you are participating. Participating means you have skin in the game, period. You don't like it? Hang up. That's the key. Participate so you have skin in the game. Once you have skin in the game, you are committed. Put yourself in the position to creatively imitate what works. And the fastest and easiest way is not when it's free. This call is free. If you want to participate in the replay, it's going to cost you money, right? I think that's fair. And if you don't think it's fair, then record the call. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, if you want to steal from me, go ahead. I'm giving you permission to. Many have without my permission, right? But it's going to cost you because you have skin in the game going back to the replay. Well, the replay here is to participate in the 4-module teleseries I'm doing with Blair Singer. By the way, in the sequence of things, this Productivity Thursday call is part of that sequence. I'm using a teleseminar as an excuse to promote the call. Do you see it? We're 1 week out. So it's kind of the last chance. You know, do it now. In fact, your deadline is like 24 hours. So participate. That's the strategy to overcome and dissolve the roadblock of too many moving parts. Get skin in the game. Put yourself in the position to win and to be wildly successful. And you have my permission to do that, to participate. Give yourself permission to do it, because that is a huge productivity accelerator, having skin in the game. When you buy something, you have just given up a little bit of freedom. You've given up something. It's the law of compensation that Ralph Waldo Emerson talked about. Look up that essay. It's a great essay. I first read it in junior high school. It's the essay on compensation. You must know what you're willing to give up in order for something to mean something, because you create a vacuum when you give up something, right? You're giving up. You're sacrificing something. That is noble. It's noble sacrifice. And here you're sacrificing $200. You're giving the gift to 9 other people. You're creating a tribe of 10. Isn't this a compelling argument? I mean, I would buy. I did. And what ends up happening is you participate and you learn all about the moving parts so that you can experience it from me beyond this call and beyond anything else that you will ultimately learn. Now, these Productivity Thursday calls are less than an hour. So how could you possibly learn everything you need to learn about interviewing from, let's say, Larry King or Oprah Winfrey, spending an hour with them? How can you learn anything you wanted to ever learn about investing with Warren Buffett? If you had 1 hour with Warren Buffett, which would be a miracle, you couldn't learn everything there is to learn about investing, even if you recorded it. So how are you going to learn everything you are wanting to learn about a book in our series and how to launch it and have more freedom and get more productive, faster, better, and easier with your message, get more marketing reach, more publicity, more profits, performance out of everything you do, right? Everything that I said prior, through this 1 hour? Well, I don't think it's possible. I think it may take you a month, and 4 weeks is a month. Now, I told you earlier we made a mistake. I made a mistake. I have to own this. I believe that the proper sequence of a bookinar delivery, not a promotion, but a delivery of the four modules, if you have four, is taking 1 week off after module two. So you go module one, module two, and then you take a week off and then go to module three, module four. Well, we didn't do that. And I think it's a mistake. I think you need to give your students a breather. And, you know, I live and learn, so I'm telling on myself. And, you know, Blair knows this. I believe that the best way to do it is to give people a week off. I do this with Teleseminar Secrets. I give a few weeks off in some modules because people need the chance and give themselves permission to take some time off and get a break and get caught up. So we're doing the four modules in a row, you know, February 9th, February 16th, February 23rd, and then March 2nd. On those consecutive Tuesdays, that's module 1, 2, 3, and 4 respectively. I would have done it next time. If I were to do it, I'd do it February 9th and 16th. Those are back to back. Take 1 week off. I would have taken off February 23rd, and then I would have resumed for module 3 on on March 2nd, and I would make module 4 on my birthday, March 9th. Now, the reason we couldn't do that is because it was preventative. Blair and I could not do a teleseminar on my birthday, on March 9th. And so we did it 4 weeks in a row. And sometimes, you know, you have to sacrifice a little bit. And the cool thing is this is recorded. So, you know, people who do miss it or do get behind can go back and listen in. But I do recommend that you go 2 weeks, take a break, and then 2 weeks more. So it's a 5-week campaign. Does that make sense? For you who think visually, I think that this is a world-class training for you because you're seeing this sequence. You're seeing a flow chart. If you can't flow chart something, it doesn't exist. I've learned that in business. So I've given you a flow chart with a sequence, how it's done. I've told you what it is. I've told you why it's important. I've told you what if you do it, what'll happen. I've given you the roadblocks, which is moving parts. I've given you a strategy, which is to participate. Your next physical action step right now, right here, is to go to replytoalex.com/LVM and say yes to me and Blair. Say yes to yourself and the rest of the world and say yes for 9 other people. Okay, that's the way I like to promote. Just tell you exactly what I'd like you to do. Are you going to do it? Most likely, no, because the majority of people who hear this are not going to do it. That is reality. If you have 100 people listening, then you'll be fortunate if 20 people say yes. That's 20%. That's a world-class yes batting average, right? You're batting 200. You know, 20 out of 100 is world class. If you have 1,000 people listening and 200 people say yes, world class. So 80% of the people at least are going to say no to you. So what you want to do is you want to deliver content that is worthy of devotion to them so they can come back. I'm talking about the 80% who say no. You may be saying no to me, but maybe you'll be back next month on the first Thursday of the month for Productivity Thursday teleseminar because you thought this was valuable. So I'm speaking to you if you're going to say no. If you're going to say yes, then I'm speaking to you as well. I'm speaking to both. In fact, I'm not speaking to the yes and no. I'm speaking to your little voice, which is a little twist, but I think is not only clever, but critical for you to understand. I want to speak directly to your little voice. It may be your subconscious mind. It may be your conscious mind, but you have one, and it doesn't always support you. By saying yes to the little voice book in our series, you are saying yes to yourself, to 9 others who you give the gift to, and probably to the rest of the world, because you can create a lot more value when your little voice is supporting you. How do I know? Because before I met Blair Singer, my little voice did not support me. After I met Blair Singer, my little voice is supporting me. Now it's almost a year later after our first meeting together, and it is alive and well and amplified because it's telling me what direction to go, and I'm going enthusiastically in the right direction versus the wrong direction. My name is Alex Mondosian, and I'm glad you made it to this Productivity Thursday call. I want you to go back and listen to it and purchase the replay if you'd like. If you want to resist that and not do it, then I do want you to take action and go to replytoalex.com/LVM and take advantage of the Little Voice book in our series. And if you don't want to do that, I want you at least to think about and feel how powerful a book in our series can be and execute it and you start doing that in your life for your information products, books, or any other product you may be revealing or launching to the rest of the world. All good wishes to you. You've been listening to a Productivity Thursday free teleseminar. My name is Alex Mondosian, and I hope our paths cross again next month on the first Thursday of the month at the same time. You're welcome to invite friends and colleagues. Remember, we start our calls at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. GMT for our friends in the United Kingdom and Europe. And the second broadcast time is 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 1 a.m. GMT for our friends in North America, South America, Asia, and Australia. All good wishes to you. We'll see you next month.